$16.4 billion U.S. dollars. That's the amount of funds the United Nations has estimated it will need to assist the most vulnerable people around the globe next year. So far, the organization has received $9.4 billion in 2014 to provide humanitarian assistance. Speaking in Geneva, Valerie Amos, the U.N. Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, gave some examples of what the U.N. has accomplished with that money.
With that money, we helped to avert famine in South Sudan. We delivered food aid to millions of Syrians every month. We provided medical supplies to 1 million Iraqis and food to 930,000 people in the Central African Republic.
The other major crises covered by the appeal are Afghanistan, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Myanmar, the occupied Palestinian territory, Somalia, Sudan, Ukraine, and Yemen. In these countries as well, Ms. Amos said the UN will continue to put people at the center of relief efforts and do everything it can to respond quickly and effectively.
If you think about what is happening in those countries, you will see that these are not second-order crises. This is why we say we are facing needs at an unprecedented level. The people in these countries, and who this appeal intends to help, have experienced unimaginable suffering. Millions have been displaced within their own countries and across borders.
Ms. Amos said responding to people's suffering must be a shared responsibility and a collective effort through 2015 in order to close the growing gap between needs and resources. Antonio Guterres, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, launched the appeal with Ms. Amos. He said at the end of 2013, for the first time since World War II, more than 50 million people were displaced by conflict in the world. He said newly displaced individuals, both refugees and internally displaced people, are growing exponentially.
In 2011, 14,000 people per day were displaced by conflict in the world. In 2012, 23,000 per day. In 2013, 32,000 per day. And in 2014, we are sure at the end of the year, we will have a much higher number because of what's happening in Iraq.
Mr. Guterres said the situation is particularly serious in areas that are what he called forgotten crises, such as the South Kordofan and Blue Nile conflict in Sudan. 200,000 Sudanese are still refugees in South Sudan and remain in need of support from the international community. Stephanie Kutrix, United Nations.